We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
6:15 now, a chilly morning, and it's going to be a chilly day. Perfect, as far as I'm concerned. Highs of 57, nothing but sunshine. We won't break 60 tomorrow. And then Saturday and Sunday, the temperatures will be below 60, but we'll have a substantial chance for showers. They're saying 60 to 70% on Saturday, 40% on Sunday. And that leads us to Christmas Eve, Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. And believe it or not, the warmest day between now and Christmas Day will be Christmas Day when it goes up to 70. It's good news, the kids can get out and play with the toys. Bad news, probably not a lot of sweaters and fireplaces, which really has nothing to do with celebrating Christmas, as I'm sure our next guest will tell us, Father Jim Bretsky, professor of theology at John Carroll University. Good morning, Father.
Good morning.
Merry Christmas to you.
And Merry Christmas to you, too.
Tell me about this thing with Pope John Paul as it relates to abuse cases, and what secrecy is it exactly that has either been done away with or the rules relaxed, what have you?
Okay, I think it's Pope Francis.
What'd I say?
You said Pope John Paul.
I did not say that. Did I really
you
say
did.
That?
You did. We've got it on tape.
Oh, my God.
So
I'm not feeling great today, Father, and I didn't sleep a lot, and I apologize for that, and I hate to start off with that kind of gaffe, but God almighty.
Yes.
I shouldn't have said that either.
It's Pope Francis, and it's kind of a technical term. And what he has done there is he has changed church law, which we call canon law, regarding proceedings that would involve sexual abuse of minors by clerics. And before this time, all of this stuff was covered by what they called the pontifical secret, which is maybe not the best term in the world. It's really like attorney-client privilege. But it was sort of that culture where you couldn't talk about anything, and they resisted sharing the information with civil legal authorities. And now that has been changed. He's removed that designation from those materials, and he's directed that civil authorities can request this information, and the church must turn it over. So it's kind of part of this culture of transparency that Pope Francis has been trying to advance, whereas his predecessors, Pope John Paul II and Pope Benedict, frankly, dragged their feet a bit more.
So why would they do that? And I guess I thought the rules had been changed where priests were told, outside of the seal of confession, which we'll talk about in a couple of minutes, but we're told that if they knew of abuse cases, they were to immediately call the police. Is that right?
That's correct. Yeah, and that hasn't changed. And you're right. That was in place earlier. But what this does now is, if the church itself, say the Congregation for the Doctrine of Faith or some division of the church, has the material, like a dossier, before this time, they say, well, we can't give the dossier over because anything connected like that is under what they call the pontifical secret. Now they're saying that kind of a dossier no longer falls under that umbrella, and so it must be handed over to proper authorities.
I will pick it up here. We come back, Father, and I want to talk to you about the seal of confession. Quick note, though, the audience, if you love LSU football, we know you can't wait till Saturday after Christmas when the Tigers battle the Oklahoma Sooners in their first game in the college football playoffs. A lot of you, I'm sure, will be praying to Saint John Paul for favors that the Tigers win. Now's the time to download the radio.com app so you can stream LSU football anywhere on any device on LSU game day. Stream home team. People like you who on LSU game day stream home game. Tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to have the production staff sort out what this is supposed to say, and I'll tell you when I come back. We're off to a rousing start. We're going to get the real show started in about 5 seconds. Right now, let's look at traffic on WWL. 624, Tommy Tucker talking about the Vatican's announcement to lift the shroud of secrecy rule when it comes to sex abuse cases. Father Jim Bretsky, I guess, professor of theology at John Carroll University, who often suffers this fool gladly. Father, when it comes to the seal of confession, here's what I struggle with as a Catholic. And that is that, and this may be a very first grade way to look at it, but if you look at what Jesus would want us to do, and that's just a personal thing I have, it would seem to me if a priest were to confess to another priest, I'm molesting a child, well, then I would believe Jesus would say, you got to do whatever you got to do to stop this from happening, to protect the kids. Where do I go off the rails there, and where am I wrong?
Well, you bring up a very difficult case, and if that were to happen, I think the priest that would be hearing the confession would counsel the person very, very strongly that injustice, and if he was taking that confession seriously, the sin he was confessing, he would be required by God to come forward and do what he could to address, you know, to change the situation. But you can't require. The thing about confession is you want to make sure that it is a place where someone can be, in fact, totally honest. And that means that at times the priest will not say something, because you want to make sure that the idea of confession remains sacred. It's a little bit like attorney-client privilege. So when you go to an attorney, that is protected in civil law. You can be completely open with that person. It's something like that with the seal of confession. And I recognize the case that you gave is a tough case.
Say that again, Father. I'm sorry, you broke up a little bit.
I said, so the case that you give is a tough case, but the idea is the seal of confessional is to protect the notion of the sacrament of confession, so that someone can come forward and try to be as honest as possible, as open as possible to God's grace, to move that person towards fuller conversion. And it's a little bit like attorney-client privilege. So if you go to your attorney, you realize you're not going to the court of law. You're going to your attorney. You're trying to be as transparent with your attorney so that you can have your case dealt with justly.
Well, but again, and Father, look, this has nothing to do with law. This is just personal opinion and what I think is moral. I think it is morally wrong, and I'd like to see what the church thinks about this. Catholic priest, a guy comes to him, is confessing, not confessing, but telling the guy, look, I've been accused of abusing these kids. We all know that pedophiles cannot be rehabilitated, barring, I guess, God's intervention, which with pedophiles doesn't seem to happen a lot. So they continue to offend. The lawyer knowingly knows this guy is a pedophile, it's going to offend again, and defends him. To me, that's not justice. And I'm not taking issue with you or parsing words with you, but it seems to me like that's not the right thing. And I guess as it relates to the seal of confession, when I was a kid at St. Julian Amard, I believe they told me that, well, if you confess to a murder, you're really not going to receive absolution until you do what the priest tells you, which is, well, you got to go to the police and tell them you murdered this guy. So in terms of confession, if a priest is abusing children, or anybody, not a priest necessarily, and they go to confession and they say, you know, that's what I'm doing, does the priest then make absolution conditional on where you got to turn yourself in, you need to stop, etc.?
No, and so if you were taught that, you were taught not completely accurately.
Well, the tuition wasn't very expensive, so maybe that's why.
You cannot make absolution conditional on a person publicly accusing himself of anything. Which absolution is conditional when there is no when there's no real desire to change. And that's why, would go back to the case that you had just given me. If a priest came to me and said, you know, I have been doing this, I'd say, are you sorry for this? Are you wanting to change? Well, if that is the case, then I think you must move forward to put yourself out of harm's way here. That is to say that you can't harm other people. And in that sense, you could say, well, that's like condition for absolution, and probably it is. But absolutely, you can't say you must turn, if you're a murderer, you must turn yourself in before you get absolution.
So technically, you would be forgiven, and if you would kill again, then you would, you'd be forgiven, you'd be in a state of grace, theologically, I guess I'm asking you, then you would be in a state of grace until you fell again. If you're a serial murderer, then you'd have to ask for absolution again?
Yeah, exactly. And not so much with murder, but there are all sorts of sins that I confess and I've heard that I'm not hearing for the first time. This is part of the whole thing about sin, is that the path to conversion and healing sometimes has detours and potholes.
Thank you, Father. I appreciate your time. I hope you have a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Same to you. Thank you very much.
You bet. We appreciate your time. Father Jim Bretsky, professor of theology at John Carroll University. We'll take a break. Our Blue Runner Gumbo opinion poll is going to ask you, should priests be able to break the seal of confession as it relates to child abuse? More when we come back. We'll also talk about the school bus thing. Time now, WWL First News with Dave Cohen.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.